1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Back-to-back storms taking aim at the West Coast, which means wind, snow, and rain. ABC's Alex Perez is in Los Angeles.
Much of California will be coping with the impact of this storm throughout the day today. And the not-so-great news, another powerful storm is expected to slam the region this weekend. So we're not in the clear just yet.
Statewide storm preparations actually started earlier this week in California. The House has passed a bipartisan tax bill that expands the child tax credit and expands tax breaks for big business. A hangar under construction on the grounds of the Boise, Idaho airport collapsed on Wednesday, killing three people, injuring another nine. As we approach 4 months of the war between Israel and Hamas, the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry is now reporting the death toll stands at more than 27,000. The U.S. solidifying plans to retaliate after the deadly drone attack in Jordan, the U.S. also attributing that attack to an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. This is ABC News. Heated exchanges on Capitol Hill with leaders of the world's biggest social media companies facing senators. The focus, keeping kids safe online. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn taking aim at Meta head Mark Zuckerberg.
It appears that you're trying to be the premier sex trafficking
Senator, that's ridiculous.
No, it is not ridiculous. You want to turn around and tell these people that...
We don't want this content on our platforms. And
why don't you take it down?
We do take it down.
We are here discussing...
We
need you all to work with us. No, you're not.
Meta says...
You are not.
Meta says, there we go, has disabled millions of suspicious accounts. Leaders of the European Union agreeing on a new $54 billion aid package to help Ukraine in its war with Russia. And with Groundhog Day coming up tomorrow, there is apparently a shortage of groundhogs. One town in New Jersey had to cancel its party tomorrow, saying it was impossible to find a replacement after its groundhog died. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican bills to ban race-based programs at the universities of Wisconsin are moving through the legislature. They got a hearing Wednesday. GOP lawmakers want to require universities to offer help to students based on need, not race.
One of the main effects that this bill will have is that it will put race hustlers out of business. Talking about how one person deserves one thing or another based on their race will never solve the problem.
The UW Board of Regents recently agreed to limits to diversity efforts in exchange for state funding. GOP lawmakers want to curtail some of Governor Evers' veto power. They're proposing a constitutional amendment to bar the governor from using a partial veto to increase any taxes or fees. Evers used his partial veto last July to increase limits on how much public schools can raise every year for the next 400 years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers hire a new defensive coordinator. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Matt LaFleur putting out a statement. He has hired Jeff Hafley, age 44, head coach of the Boston College Eagles, to be the new defensive coordinator in Green Bay. Hafley's originally from New Jersey, played wide receiver in high school and at a small college, had secondary coaching stints at Rutgers and Pitt, then got into the NFL, where he was a secondary coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Cleveland Browns, and the San Francisco 49ers. After that, 2 years as a co-defensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes, then in December of 2019, hired as the new coach in Boston. Matt LaFleur says, "We are excited to welcome Jeff and his family to the Packers and the Green Bay community. He's had success at every stop of his coaching career and an impressive track record of developing players at every level. We look forward to Jeff leading our defense." NBA, Bucks in Portland against the Trailblazers tonight. Again, Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley, the new defensive coordinator for the Packers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Some patchy fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the rest of the day, although we will see a little bit of off and on sunshine at times. Our high right around 40, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 27, tomorrow partly cloudy, 36, then on Saturday partly cloudy with a high of 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 33.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. Very special thanks for Billy Durenzo from C Street stopping by. Like we said, one of those old school downtown Green Bay businesses. Great little establishment.
The best customer service.
Absolutely. Those kind of places.
They know if you want to be let alone or if you want to engage. And it's another living room for
whatever
you.
Whatever we can do for the downtown Green Bay businesses, we will do.
That guy's awesome.
Yep, that's our motto. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They have an incredible deal going on. Zero interest for 3 years. Or make no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months. Imagine having beautiful Pella Windows and Doors installed, but not having to make a single payment on them for a year and a half. Take advantage, because this deal at Pella only lasts until February 29th. Pella's expert team installs year-round. They can customize any new window or door to match your unique home. They finish installation in as little as a day. And when they leave, you will not even be able to tell they were there. Your gorgeous new windows and doors are an obvious sign, but that's it. Start customizing your home today. Zero interest up to 3 years. Check them out. PellaWI.com. Very honored to have a very special guest right now. We're going to let him tell the whole story. A great friend of mine, a man I have unbelievable respect for, Adam Alexander. Adam, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, John. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Well, Adam, here's the story. You know, I saw the thing where J.J. Watt wanted to send somebody to the Super Bowl, and he wanted to
J.J. Watt.
Yes. And he wanted to send a veteran. You're a veteran. U.S. Army veteran, severely wounded in Afghanistan. What year was that, Adam?
2010.
And you were selected. First of all, how were you selected, and how exciting is this?
Oh, it's unbelievably exciting. When I got the news that I was even being considered, I was beside myself, and I figured there was no way I could possibly get picked. But then a couple weeks ago, a representative from DAV called and said that they wanted to do a Zoom call with me and get a little more information before they made their selection. So I did that Zoom call, and the gentleman from USAA said that it was basically between me and one other guy, and we both had outstanding track records and were very deserving. So the way he was going to do it was pick out a number between 1 and 100.
Huh. Wow.
And I picked 29 because it's my daughter's birthday as well as my wife and I's anniversary. So it's kind of a lucky number. And he said, "No, you know what? You got it right on the head.
Oh my God.
You're going to the Super Bowl." And I nearly fell out of the desk chair there. And
that's incredible. Congratulations.
You know, Adam, tell us the story you told the Zoom interview. You've got, it's incredible. Share that with our listeners.
Sure. Yeah. So I enlisted in the Army while I was in college. that what I usually tell people is I just ran into a recruiter and he got lucky because it was laundry day and I needed the free t-shirt. And I was majoring in criminal justice and he tried to sell me on military police and all that stuff. Wasn't really interested, but then he told me about this awesome job, civil affairs, and it really sparked my interest. And there was happened to be a civil affairs unit here in the state in Ashwaubenon. So the more I looked into it, the more I liked what I heard, and ended up enlisting in 2008. Started with the 432nd from when I graduated the initial entry training until my early retirement. And so we ended up deploying to Afghanistan in 2011, now that I think about it.
And then...
Summer, 2010, 2011.
And then, of course, and, you guys got ambushed one day and your world changed.
Yeah, I was on a conference call with my deputy commander back at the main base because all the civil affairs teams got kicked out to smaller fire bases and FOBs all around the different provinces we were stationed in. I was in the Paktia province of Afghanistan. And so I was with a special forces team and a very small fire base in Chimkani. And the main body of the unit was in a bigger FOB in Gardez. I was talking to the brass at Gardez on the phone and the base kind of, the alarms went off and we were hearing booms. And so I said, sir, I'm going to have to bug out. We're getting attacked. And the lieutenant colonel, who was our deputy commander, said, all right, be safe, keep your head down. And that was the last order that I ever disobeyed in my military career, because I ended up getting shot by a sniper during the course of the ensuing firefight.
Where'd you get shot?
Right between the eyes, basically.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 5% chance to live, right? Adam?
Yeah, they told me I had a 5% chance to live, but it's a darn good thing I wasn't very good at math. It worked out for me.
Well, and we talked about this before, and please don't take this the wrong way. I'm not trying to, but when we did that benefit for you and your mom had showed me the pictures of you in the rehab center, I think in Minnesota, you were?
Yes, the VA hospital in Minnesota.
And from the picture of you there and some of the pictures of what they had to do to, for lack of better terms, again, I'm not trying to sound whatever, but to rebuild your skull. For you to be sitting here talking to us like this right now from where you were then, I mean, it's like literally almost a miracle. It's incredible, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Pretty much any other conflict in the course of history, I would not have made it, but just the skill of the medical professionals in Afghanistan and Germany and Walter Reed and Minneapolis, they had the technology. They rebuilt me.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I would have picked you too to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's an incredible story.
Well, you know what else is so cool about Adam though? It's like I used to have him coming up to the Packer games in Ted's box when we used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of the guys are a little, and let's be honest, I think everybody's cool about it now, Adam, but some of the guys were a little bit, reticent to talk about their injuries or to, you know, admit to, because you guys were all tough guys. You guys were toughest of the tough. And then all of a sudden you get wounded like that. And all of a sudden you feel a little less whatever at times. Okay. But Adam, I'll never forget the first Packer game. Mm-hmm. And I knew he had lost an eye. And he goes to shake hands with Ted Thompson. And Ted goes, oh man, that's pretty cool. His artificial eye was a Packer logo.
Oh, jeez.
Remember that, Adam?
Yeah, I figured I couldn't see out of the darn thing anyway, so I might as well have some fun with it.
Wow. Maybe that was the difference maker. You said you and the other guy were kind of tied to go to the Super Bowl. I would have picked you too. But wow.
So what happens now, Adam? Tell us about the trip.
We'll be flying out of Appleton the Friday before the game and getting into Vegas, and they're putting us up at the Bellagio.
Wow.
Now that I don't know if you're listening yesterday, I don't want to digress, but the media got the Lexor, which is a dive. And and I think that's great that they are putting you up at the Bellagio, which has an artwork display that's like just phenomenal, plus the rooms. Good for you. I'm glad you're at the Bellagio, because if you weren't, I was going to upgrade you to that. So I'm glad.
No, he wasn't. Adam, he
I'm
wasn't.
I'm just kidding, Adam.
He wasn't.
We're $7.25 an hour minimum
wage.
He talks
big.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. So you go to the Bellagio.
And we'll get to hang out with TJ before the game a little bit. I look forward to seeing if he still remembers how to drink like a Wisconsin boy.
I wouldn't worry too much
Absolutely.
About that.
Yeah, I know you do.
Maybe we'll go find out if they can make a decent old-fashioned and have cheese fits in Vegas somewhere.
Beautiful. And then who's taking you to the game? Are you on your own? Or are they escorting you? Or
I assume DAV is arranging for transportation because they're picking us up from the airport. So I'd assume that they'd get us to the game and so forth.
Awesome. How exciting is that, huh?
It's unbelievable, once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. Yeah, it would have been all the more sweeter if the Packers found a way to get into the game.
I know.
Yeah. Next year.
That's asking an awful lot. Yeah. Or even the Lions, for that matter.
Yeah. But this is still so cool, and you're so deserving. And, you know, you're such an inspiration. I know DAV selected you as their Disabled American Veteran of the Year a couple of years ago. And a big part of that is the way you've persevered. You suffered a horrific injury, shot literally right through the eye. Right through the head. I mean, when I had you speak out at UWGB a couple of times, and you show the model of the what they had to rebuild for, not to try to get, you know, whatever here, but how they rebuilt your skull out of basically plastic.
I mean, they had to build a plastic model to, and they use that to make the titanium plate to fix the deformity, and I still have the plastic model to help people understand the gravity of the injury. And I always say that it's kind of my mission now to turn my mess into a message. So if what I went through can help inspire some people to get through what they're going through, then makes it all the more worth it.
You're the greatest inspiration I know. Wow. Honest to goodness. Just got a text here. Adam, thank you so much for your service. Have a great time at the game. That's just the text we just got in here. One last thing, Adam. What do you have to say to all of our, you know, because we still got some vets out there. You know some and I know some. And the suicide thing is terrible. Just heard of another one the other day in Iraq vet. What do you just have to say to your brothers and sisters out there?
We're taught from day one in the military to never give up. And I think you should carry that training throughout your entire life. And you should always just stick around to see how things end. And it will get better if you just keep your head down and keep pushing.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. That's,
you're the man.
You got a great message. And I, you talk about people have challenges, nothing like yours. So, I mean, if you can get through it, I mean, you are just a great example for people to come and, look to you for some
absolutely not every
leadership.
Question. Well, I will say this though: you've had a great support. Your mom is amazing. Your parents are amazing. Your wife is amazing. You're blessed in that way. You had an all-star cast, didn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the difference between myself and a lot of veterans who do choose the suicide option, is they're not blessed with such a strong support system.
Right.
Well, Adam Alexander, congratulations, my friend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Please thank TJ Watt for us. I just think that's awesome what that whole family does. And I love you, my brother. You're the best.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, enjoy
Good
the game.
Me, guys.
Take care, buddy.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Adam Alexander, tremendous story. Congratulations to him. When we come back, what have we got when we come back, Todd? Tell me again what we got coming up.
This is Youperty.
Damn right. Damn right. Get set for that, ladies and gentlemen. Mind on the Mirror, back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Festival Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theatre. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dykesville and cruise for Illinois Babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheatre.org or call 920-494-3401.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 7:20 on this morning on a foggy morning out there. It's getting warmer, though. What does it say there, Jim, for our temps?
We are at 34 in Green Bay. 36 in Appleton, 35 in Oshkosh.
Boy, so this fog rolled in. I know. We barely see the whole town Northland right here.
I know, and we have, we're playing, you know, this Uper Jeopardy at the 7:30 hour. We're waiting for our next contestant, but our first contestant showed up early. It is Steve Grenier, hails from Norway.
Michigan,
I know, and is the director of the public works in the city of Green Bay. And those of us who know a little bit about government, the three big budgets are police, fire, and DPW. And he oversees that budget. It's over $20 million. And what are you going to do about getting rid of this fog?
I wish there was something I could do. It wasn't exactly the best ride in this morning for me.
Don't you have big blowers? No, I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute, are you from Norway or Vulcan?
No, I'm originally from Norway. I only live about, I grew up about four blocks away from the Norway-Vulcan line.
Okay.
Matter of fact, my great aunt's house, the house is in Norway and her garage is in Vulcan.
Oh, no kidding. Vulcan's this cool little town next to Norway. And a great football player came out of Vulcan way back, Dick Berlinski.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The name is still familiar to those of us who came many, many years after him.
Played at Michigan State. He was one of the greatest football players ever to come out of the UP.
Yeah.
Norway's turned out so many athletes, so it's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's been a long time since we've had somebody who's gotten a lot of big conference honors has gone on to one of the bigger schools. But, yeah, growing up as a kid, we didn't have the breadth of athletic events that they do kids these days have. So it really was the traditional stick and ball sports, and it was really only basketball and football.
Yeah.
And if you grew up as a boy in Norway, you aspired to be a football player because of some of the guys that had come before us, especially the two state championship teams that we had had. And that's when I was in some of my formative years. And a lot of those guys were classmates of my older brother, so there was a personal connection to some of those athletes. And then girls' basketball was absolutely huge.
Incredible. Yes, incredible. But it's how far are you from Iron Mountain? 5 miles?
Roughly 10.
10 miles, okay. So, I mean, that just whole little area of the UP was just sports crazy.
Absolutely. We used to joke about it when I was growing up that high school sports there were like college sports.
Absolutely.
In the Southeast.
No question. I mean, it's that passionate. It's unbelievable. Yeah, Norway and Kingsford and those teams and you guys and Iron Mountain and the Izzos and the Mariuchis and all those guys. It was just incredible.
Yeah, at a high school football game, when you can pack between 2,500 and 3,000 people into a high school football game, you got something going on.
When you got about 3,000 people in the town.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool. That's awesome.
And then did you loved it there and you went to Michigan Tech? Or and you're an engineer and you probably could go anywhere you wanted. You're a pretty smart guy. But why Michigan?
Well, I actually started off, had been accepted at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, but was looking to go forward to school on an Air Force ROTC scholarship and wound up not getting that scholarship. So in the spring of my senior year of high school, I wound up with a desire to go on to college, but couldn't pay for Michigan.
Yeah.
So it turned around and fired off an emergency application to Michigan Tech and got accepted up there. Wound up going up to the school and falling in love with the community of Houghton and spent about 4.5 years up there.
I've never heard a person not enjoy their time at Michigan Tech.
Well, and it's funny because I went to Tech, and then my wife is from the Houghton area. And
is she Finn or Croatian?
She's Finn and French Canadian.
Okay. Yep.
So
make a good pasty?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Soul food.
Yep, here you go.
A couple of years ago, when my daughter was a junior in high school, she started investigating college towns, And she's in agricultural studies, so she's an ag teacher here in Green Bay. And we'd gone over to River Falls over on the Wisconsin-Minnesota border. And within 5 minutes, we realized that River Falls, Wisconsin was kind of Houghton transplanted.
Really?
Into Wisconsin. It's just a beautiful community. It reminded both of us of Houghton so much that we were very, very happy when my daughter decided to go to school.
Oh, there. Very cool. How was the Winter Carnival up there back in the day?
Winter Carnival up there in the day was absolutely insane. I was blessed enough that during my five Winter Carnivals up there, I was able to participate on three of the overnight statues. And actually, we wound up winning Carnival twice.
Explain the overnight statues.
The overnight statues... with Winter Carnival, they typically start right after we get back from Christmas break. So in early January, the large statues get about a month to build whatever diorama they have. And it's always centered around a theme. There's some rules that go along with it. The statue has to be all snow or ice. Yep. There can't be any color to it. You can't have any other things sticking out. So my freshman year, our residence hall, we built one, and it was a goalie,
okay,
lying in front of the net, and the goalie had his arms and legs split, and the puck was behind him. So we had to build a goal frame out of wood, and then we used string to make the net, and then we sat there with teapots and dripped water down the string until the string was all completely encased in ice. So,
engineers, a little attention to detail.
Like, Jim, I know you can't believe these things. You can't believe what they create.
It got worse. When I was, I think, a junior, our American Society of Civil Engineers group built one out in front of the Civil Engineering Building, and the theme of Carnival that year had something to do with progress. So you had to have progress or something, you know, integrate snow or ice into the word progress. So what we did was we started off and we built an old wooden covered bridge with a horse-drawn wagon coming into it. Yeah. Then coming out of the covered bridge, it turned into a cable-stayed suspension bridge like the Mackinac. And we had a 65 Corvette on that. And then it just sort of stopped in mid-span, and we had a question mark for what comes next. And we kept building the bridge out, trying to build the span out, and it kept collapsing, and then the towers for the columns on the suspension bridge kept collapsing, and we're sitting there. You start at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night, and whatever you have at 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning is what you've got. So we're building on the statue, and it keeps collapsing under its own weight, and we can't figure out what we're going to do. So we sat down, and of course, what do college kids do when they need to think?
A couple of beers?
They start drinking.
Yes.
And we were having pizza and beer, and all of a sudden it dawned on two of us at the exact same time, and we gathered everybody and said, come on, let's go. We got to figure it out. And we started crumpling up the pizza boxes and using it as reinforcing steel. Yeah. And then between bottles of liquor and beer cans, we built the columns up, and the darn statue lasted until the end of March.
Oh, there you go.
They had to come up with a front end loader and knock it down. And when they knocked it down and found out what was inside of it to hold it up, the dean of the College of Civil Engineering came and grabbed all of us who were officers in the group and said, okay, it was great that you guys won Carnival with this, but that doesn't look good in front of our building.
Yeah. Wow. People have to see those things to understand the craftsmanship, the design. I mean, if I was GM or somebody, I would come up there and say, okay, who created this? I want you to come work in Detroit, because the imagination you guys have for what you guys built up there is incredible. I mean, I've been there.
Do you still do that? Does it still happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Every year.
Yeah. I went to St. Norbert. We built snowmen. We weren't as smart as you guys, that's for darn sure. But all right, well, we gotta,
yep. Uh-oh.
Okay,
it's getting to that time. Is Laura here?
I think she is. I'll give her this.
Okay, this is gonna be fun. We got Youper trivia coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us, back after this.
Thank you.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Cattle and calves inventory continues to decline in the current cattle cycle. Inventory peaked in 2019, and today we're at historic lows. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday morning. The National Agricultural Statistics Service says the previous lowest U.S. cattle and calves inventory was in 1951 at 82.1 million head. 2024 inventory is at 87.2 million. Kurt Larson is the president and CEO of Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. He says he doesn't know when these numbers will turn around.
This is going to be a long-term fix. We're looking at several years. This is, you know, again, our cow numbers, cow herd is the lowest it's been since 51. We've got the smallest calf crop we've had since 41. Prices are still pretty good on the slaughter side, so you're still going to see a lot of these heifers going into the feedlots, just because they've got enough value there. So it's going to take a long time to get this herd built back up.
Kurt Larson is the president and CEO of Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. We'll take a look at our morning markets next.
Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's a dollar 34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right? That can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big, big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org.
Thursday from Chicago, cash corn is trading down 2¾ cents at 4.45½. December new crop corn is down a penny at 4.79 a bushel. Cash beans are down 7¾ cents at 12.14½. And November new crop beans are trading down 6 cents at 11.93¾. And July new crop wheat is down 3½ cents at 6.06¾. Taking a look at fluid milk, the February Class 3 milk contract is trading up 3 cents at 16.13 a hundredweight. The March contract is down 13 cents at 16.78. On the close yesterday, barrel cheese was down a penny at $1.52. The 40-pound block cheese up a quarter of a cent at $1.65. And AA butter closed down 3¾ cents at $2.76½. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. your doctor today about SKYRIZI, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Some patchy fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the rest of the day, although we will see a little bit of off and on sunshine at times. Our high right around 40 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36. Then on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is Uperty. Entering the studio, Executive Vice President of Marketing and Events with the Fox Cities Chamber from Ishpeming, Michigan, Laura Wiegert. And Director of Public Works for the City of Green Bay from Norway, Michigan, Steve Grenier.
Meh.
Wow.
And now the host of Uperty from Negaunee, Michigan, John Mino.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much, Todd. And we've got our judge, the former mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt. How you doing, Mr. Mayor?
I hope this works.
Okay. Laura, tell us a little bit about yourself growing up in Ishpeming.
Born and raised in Ishpeming, Michigan at Bell Memorial Hospital. Class of 82, Ishpeming Hamadites.
Mm-hmm. State champions?
State champions, 75, 79, 2012, 2013, and 2015.
Nobody likes a bragger, Laura.
Nope. No.
Yes,
nope.
Okay. We had a camp on the Dead River Basin.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And Congress Pizza is the best pizza ever.
Okay, well, that's debatable. Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Steve Grenier, born and raised in Norway, Michigan, suburb of Vulcan.
That's right.
Class of 1986, Norway Knight, ex-horrible football player. Actually was told by my coach that everything I ever did was due to desire and a complete lack of natural talent.
Well, Coach Genuzio didn't beat around the bush.
Was part of the Norway Knight high school bowl team that went to the finals and lost to Houghton in the finals up at WNMU. So
I used to love watching that show.
I used to love playing.
Oh, man, that was a fun show to watch.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Dr. Dave Goldsmith, nothing you learn is ever wasted.
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, anyways, these are our two contestants for, what's the name of our contest here?
Oh, here.
Passing the mic. This is Uperty.
Thank you very much. Okay. Are you ready? Now, just whoever rings the bell first gets the first answer. And, Jim, you're standing by. You're the judge, correct?
I am. Let's test the bell. Okay, they both work. All right.
Okay.
I didn't know, you know, I got these game shows. We got to.
Yeah, we
got
it, Jim.
Integrity.
Yeah, we got it, Jim. Okay. Here we go. All right. Question number one. If you went outside, looked to the skies, and chanted for snow, who would you be praying to? Laura?
Hindi Lunka.
You are correct.
Wow.
Question number two. Where did the Green Bay Packers play their very first road game? Laura?
I think that was Ishpeming.
You are correct.
Yes.
You are correct. All right. Question number three. From what four-year college did UW Green Bay women's basketball coach?
Kevin Borseth, Michigan Tech, eh?
Incorrect.
Let me
finish the question. From what four-year college did UW Green Bay women's basketball coach Kevin Borseth graduate from?
Northern Michigan University, eh?
Incorrect. Lake Superior
State.
I had no idea.
Had you waited, Steve? What?
Keeping track of the points here?
I am.
Just okay.
Steve jumped in early. He knew the answer, but come on, Steve. You're this Eagle Scout. Let's be patient and do it right.
Wow. Can I continue, Jim?
Your turn.
Okay, thank you. Here we go.
Okay, this is a tough one.
Okay. In one single day in the UP, you could step into three separate Great Lakes. What are they?
Steve.
Huron, Michigan, and Superior.
You are correct. Very good. Very good. Question number five. Leather mittens often used while...
They're choppers, eh?
Choppers is correct. Our next question. What are the two most debatable items in a pasty?
Onions and rutabaga. Yeah,
you are correct.
Steve did jump in.
I think I had that
I don't think so. I think he... Okay. All right. Well, give ladies first next time.
How are we doing? What's the score, Jim?
Oh, no, I'm not keep, am I keeping
You're
score?
Keeping score. You got one job.
Said yes. No, my job is to see who rings the bell first. I would say, what question are we on?
Oh, hang on. Okay, Laura.
I'd say it's 3-2.
Laura got Hanky Lunta. You got Ishpeming.
Yep.
No one got that one. Steve, you've got Lake Superior, Michigan, Huron.
Okay.
You got Leather Mittens, and you got that. So Steve leads 3-2.
Right. Did I just say 3-2?
Oh,
okay, just for the record.
How did you deal with him as a mayor?
How did you deal with him as a mayor?
Careful, Steve.
We were separated by one floor.
Goodness. Okay. Our next question. What high school's nickname is the Nimrods?
Watersmeet.
Wow, correct. That's very good. Okay. Name the UP tourist town named after a major holiday. Laura?
Christmas, eh?
You are correct.
Man.
Wow. Okay, here we go. Name three towns in the UP that have hosted international ski jumping competitions. Laura?
Ishpeming, eh?
Yeah.
Iron Mountain,
yep.
Eh? And it's Copper Peak.
Nope.
In Copper Harbor. I don't know.
Steve?
I got to tell you, I don't know where Copper Peak is, so I'm just going to take a guess that it would be Ishpeming, Iron Mountain, and Iron River.
Close. Right. Ironwood.
Ironwood.
Ironwood. Okay. What is the oldest city in the UP? Steve?
I'm just going to guess at Nobin Way.
Nope.
Laura? Laurium.
Sault Ste. Marie. Sault Ste. Marie. Your wife would know that being French Canadian. Oh no, the other guy's wife was French. Yeah. What is the connect? Okay, what is the correct pronunciation of this word? Sauna. Who had it, Jim?
Oh, I say Steve.
Todd said me.
I'm the judge.
I'll go with Todd. No,
why don't we both get half a point on that one?
Well, sure. Let's get
that
it first.
Pretty
right?
Easy.
What?
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Laura.
Sauna.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes, all right. Okay.
0.5 each.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What high school's nickname is the Gremlins?
Laura.
Gwen. No.
No.
That'd be Houghton.
That would be Houghton. Correct.
And that would be Steve. All right.
Gwen is the Model Towners. The Model Towners. Okay. In the movie Escanaba in the Moonlight, why was the main character humiliated in his hometown?
John, I've never seen the movie. Okay. It's like looking at a documentary.
Laura?
I've never seen it either. I'm just going to guess he was humiliated on the football field because that seems to be the theme of a lot of movies.
No.
Oh, thanks.
See?
I guess
didn't get his buck.
Yes! He didn't get a buck. He never got a buck. Wow.
That's pretty good guess.
Good, yes.
Wow.
Okay.
What's the score?
Five and a half to four and a half. And who's leading?
Jim, you're the Laura. Worst judge I've ever seen in history. In the history of game shows. No one's ever been worse.
You told me that my job was to see who rings the bell
and
first.
Score,
no,
score.
You didn't say that.
Okay, Todd, right. Tell him.
Yeah. I even asked him.
I know you did.
Okay, okay, whatever. All right. I'm not a detailed guy. Right, Steve?
That's true.
Big picture.
Okay. Round it off. How long is the Mackinac Bridge? Steve.
5 miles.
5 miles is correct.
Of course, the engineer would know that.
I know that. Right? Heck, he built one for the ice carnival.
Rounded off. That's exactly how long it is.
Yeah. Yes. What is the Finnish word that symbolizes courage? Steve?
Sisu.
Sisu is absolutely correct. Next question. What is a thick, crusted, cinnamon-flavored breakfast treat called? Laura?
Well, that's pretty soft ringing, but we'll give it to you.
Just like a cinnamon roll?
No.
No.
Steve?
It's not that good.
It is two, Jim.
John brought it in.
Trinary toast.
Trinary toast is correct.
That's what it is.
Wait. How did you describe that?
Thick crusted
cinnamon flavored breakfast treat.
Break your teeth.
No, it's a hard toast. Just say, what's a hard toast?
Well, Johnny wrote the questions.
Now do you know why I never dated Ishpeming girls? I mean, aside from the fact that I was too homely for them, but now do you see why?
Because we're always
they
right.
They all had an attitude. All had an attitude, Ishpeming girls did. Okay, next question. What high school's nickname is the Speed Boys? Steve?
Bessemer.
Bessemer is correct. Okay.
And just for the record, it's the Speed Boys / Speed Girls.
Is it now?
It is now.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Okay. In 2022, Nick Baumgartner won an Olympic gold medal in snowboard.
Oh.
Same thing.
Snowboarding.
Who do we got? Oh, let me finish the question.
I know.
What is his hometown?
Iron Mountain.
No.
Iron River.
Iron River is correct.
Oh, we thought this close.
How are we doing score-wise, Amanda?
Wow.
Oh, we will have a double Uperty at the end of the thing.
All right, here we go.
What is a game often played by first and second generations Italians? Steve?
Bocce.
Bocce ball is correct.
We never played that in the UP.
Oh, we did too.
Did in the south half of the UP, just not in the north half.
Absolutely. Oh, the Finns didn't.
That's where all the rich people lived.
No, that was Shirish Hills or something in Marquette. Remember?
Like that. Yes,
there's
I do.
One part of Marquette where all the rich people lived. We always hated them.
Yeah.
Yes. What is a vacation type building often located in wooded areas? Yes.
Camp.
Camp is correct. Cottage or cabin would not have been accepted.
Correct.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Next question. What is the longest stretch of road in the UP?
Steve.
Sini Stretch.
Sini Stretch is correct. You guys are sharp. This is great. What UP town sounds like the greatest place possible to visit? Located on Lake Superior. Steve?
Paradise.
Paradise is exactly correct.
Oh, man.
I was going to say Ishpeming.
Oh, my. Die right. National mind. On the drive from Republic to Iron Mountain, what river is the dividing line for the change of time zones?
I can see the sign.
Mm-hmm. Michigami. If you were visiting a Finnish friend and their grandmother invited you to stay for supper and you asked, what are you having? Well, the grandkids might call it Finnish stew. What? Yes?
Kalamoika.
Yes, exactly right. Kalamoika.
Heck is that?
Fish stew.
Fish head stew.
Oh, good. No, we.
Oh, they would have the fish heads in there with the eyeballs in
it.
Once
you smell it, you never forget it.
Nope, that's exactly right.
You know what's amazing? There are different worlds in the UP.
Yes, there are.
I don't know half of these things.
Well, it depends on like the nationalities kind of where they are.
Yeah.
What's that? 2 minutes? 2 minutes. Okay, here we go. Though it takes place on the Michigan border in a small northern Wisconsin town, hundreds of Upers take part in it. What famous Finnish runner is this marathon named after? Steve.
Oof.
That was Laura.
We'll give it Lloyd, ladies.
I don't know. I'm just guessing anyway. The Birkebeiner.
No, Steve.
Pavel Nurmi
is correct.
Lord.
Wow.
I think the mayor should write the questions. I
don't know any of these.
I married a Finlander.
I married a German from Wisconsin. So. I got nothing.
Up until the early 70s, if you went smelting on the Carp River or the Dead River, what would some people burn on shore to keep the fires going all night long?
Couldn't do that today.
Tires. They would burn tires.
Johnny, I think you missed a question.
Oh, yep, I see it. Number 26. What type of machine dispenses flavored carbonated water?
A soda fountain.
No. Laura? A pop machine. Pop machine. We don't say soda in the UP, Steve. You've been down here too long.
30-some years. Yes.
Exactly. All right.
It's pop. Johnny.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said pot.
No, pop.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
No, that'd be nowadays.
Okay. Yeah, nowadays.
And they do have those in Michigan, by the way.
Lots of them
they have a lot of those in Michigan.
All right. Before we send it to a break, Can you tell us what lives below the Mackinac Bridge, Steve?
A troll.
Trolls is absolutely correct.
Ooh.
All right. All right. So when we come back, it'll be double Uperty. Stay with us. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. It's fully leaded education talk. Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app. Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Amanda, welcome us back.
Welcome back to Uperty, where Laura has 6.5 points and Steve has 15.5 points coming in from behind.
So write down your wagers for double Uperty. And here is the question. Without going over and rounded off in feet, what officially is the largest amount of snow for one season ever recorded in a UP community? Rounded off and not going over, what officially is the largest amount of snow for one winter ever recorded in a UP community?
Who the hell's that?
That's a theme music.
Yeah, but
with a harmonica.
Okay. Did you play that, Todd? Was that you? That wasn't very good. They missed some notes.
That's the point.
Can you guys bring him back to City Hall?
All right. That's...
Could you do that? Some job, something.
I'll find something.
Something.
Yeah, at least he'd hire me, John. I hear you say that about it. Okay. All right.
Okay,
so,
Laura, you're sitting with 6.5 points. The pride of Ishbring and the Hematites at stake here. What do you say is the largest amount of snow in one UP community for a winter? How many feet?
12 feet.
12 feet. Steve?
32.
Here. The actual answer is 30 feet.
Oh.
So you went over, Steve. Laura, you're the winner.
Oh, man. Steve.
380.7 in Mohawk.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I'll bring up the picture of the snow thermometer.
I think. Why do we bring engineers into this?
Yes.
I thought I told you no engineers.
This is being contested. I'm not sure.
I think we have a tie.
We only have one prize.
Well, we got. Oh. Amanda, can your husband make another golden pasty trophy?
A golden pasty.
Yes, we can.
All right, so we're going to present this. Bring it out.
Bring it
Amanda,
out. Bring
go
out
in
the
there.
Prize. Bring out the prize. Here we go. The coveted golden pasty award.
All right, viewers got to look at this. Yes. Isn't that nice?
Amanda's husband made that herself. Very nicely done, Amanda.
Yep, it says Mino and the Mayor.
May I hold it?
Yeah.
Yes, you may.
Mino and the Mayor.
Were you homecoming queen at Ishbring?
390.2 on the official snow
thermometer. Hey, Jim, can you get him out of here?
Look, I've worked with this guy for 16
years.
Those
Norway guys. Wow.
And the engineers they're tough. Michigan Tech guys especially.
The snow thermometer is up north of Houghton up in Mohawk. So that was one of the pilgrimages we used to make on weekends, was to go up and check the snow thermometer to see what the maximum. What kids coming from outside of the UP that were going to school up there, we had to warn them what winter was really like. So we'd bring them up and show them the snow thermometer, and at 390 inches, that's the maximum that would, that ever fell in Mohawk. So it would really put a shock on kids' faces.
Unbelievable. 32 feet of snow. Is that unbelievable? People have no idea. Yes. Well, anyway, thank you both very much for playing. Hope you had a good time.
Yes, thank you.
And you're both going to Chula Vista, courtesy of
Thank you so much.
Mind on the Mayor.
Thank you much.
This has been great. We have such pride though where we're from, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a special place.
It is. And it's a nice place to be from.
Absolutely. You know, I've often,
that's why they call them special people.
I've always thought about, you know, when I retire, I'd move back there, but I don't know if I could handle it. Did you guys?
It's a great place to visit.
It just is.
Very much.
Yeah.
But, you know, the doldrums of like, although this year is different with the warmer weather, but people have no idea what January and February and even through March can be like up there.
May. Snowstorms in May. Yeah.
Do you guys go back and visit often?
We were talking about that earlier. My mom just passed in December, so I've been spending quite a bit of time up there recently. But John had asked me earlier about Houghton. My mother-in-law died 9 years ago, and I've only been back to Houghton once since. So not as much as I'd like.
You know, we're talking about high school sports, though, but that, I think one of the reasons it's so popular is because the winters are so long and you're shut in so much that going to a high school basketball game or something – That's huge.
It's a social event.
Yep, it is.
Absolutely.
You got to do it. And I mean, even we're kidding around about Ishpeming at the Roosevelt or the casino bar or anything like the cribbage leagues, the pool leagues, the bowling leagues, city league basketball. Those things are so huge up there because you need to have something.
Absolutely. Yes. Smear tournaments.
Smear. Oh my gosh. Cribbage tournaments. We didn't even get started on those things.
People don't know what smear is around here. They're all about the sheephead.
Yes!
They don't know smear.
That's the UP staple. I mean, you grew up playing smear with your grandma or whatever.
Oh, canasta, too. Didn't you play canasta with your grandma?
We didn't have that one.
Oh, we did.
No, we were just all smear.
That was all schmear.
All the troll kids would come up, and they'd try to corrupt everybody trying to play euchre.
What did the kids from Detroit, when they come to Michigan Tech, what did they think?
There was a lot of eye-opening. They didn't realize that things could be that backwards, and you could find that much simple pleasure in a poker game.
Yeah.
Rolling poker game in the dorms.
Yeah. Did you ever see that there was a great series? We were talking with our Afghanistan veteran the other day, or an hour ago, but there's a series called Where Soldiers Come From, and it's a woman who went to Michigan Tech. She became a movie maker, and she followed a bunch of kids from Houghton and Hancock. I call them kids because they're so young anyway, and they all joined the National Guard to pay for schooling. And they all got sent to Afghanistan in really tough situations. It's a big documentary. It's all about these kids from Houghton and Hancock. And you want to talk about the UP values, you know, that they kind of brought along with them. It's called Where Soldiers Come From. It won huge awards. And it was at Sundance and all these different festivals. But you want to capture a little bit of these kids growing up in that area right there. And it goes back to their hometowns and what they grew up with. And then all of a sudden they go into this unbelievable situation in Afghanistan. Really interesting. Both of you would really appreciate this. It's really good.
Yeah, I love that. Have you guys ever been on vacation? You're talking randomly in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And someone says, oh, I'm from the UP. Well,
absolutely.
They're your best buddy in 30 minutes.
Instantly.
You know everything. You keep in touch forever. It's just so awesome.
You know, I'll never forget when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar didn't want to talk to anybody, nothing, nobody, whatever. And I remember when the Bucks had their Kareem Abdul-Jabbar day, you know, about probably 10, 15 years ago. And it was the first time he really came back to Milwaukee and thanked people. And he's out on the court. And he says, I just want to say, you know, everywhere I go, doesn't matter where I go, somebody comes up, you know, from Wisconsin. And also, I got to say something, from the UP of Michigan. Anybody ever hear of the UP of Michigan? Anywhere I am, somebody comes up and goes, hey, Kareem, I'm from the UP. And just starts talking. And I just thought that was awesome. And I remember one time I accidentally walked in on him in a locker room when I was covering the Phoenix Suns back today, and he was sitting there because I was there to do an interview with Stan Albeck. He'd been the head coach at Northern, and he was assistant coach for the Lakers. And I told him, I said, hey, I just talked to Kareem. He goes, wait a minute, you talked to Kareem? I go, yeah. He goes, he hates the press. He never talks to the press. I said, well, he just said, hey, Kareem, do you know where Albeck is? He goes, oh, I think he's in his sponsor. He goes, man, you really are a Youper, aren't you?
All right.
You guys, thank you so very much. We had a blast. I hope you guys did too. And so impressed with the UP knowledge.
Thanks for having us.
You guys do for our communities. Thank you so much for that.
You guys too. Thanks.
All right. Mine on the Mayor, back in tomorrow morning. Todd, Amanda, Jim. Jim, you were terrible. Amanda and Todd, thank you so very much. Out of the red, out of the head, she sang.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allbolt. Thursday at noon, our old friend, columnist, and Renaissance man, John Roach, stops by. Don't miss it on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm